Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Agent's Dossier. This is episode 20 and part two of our case based in Idaho in Taildale. Why don't we introduce our players and see where everybody's at, how everyone's doing. All right, let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis and I am playing Yesenia Alvarez. She's a special agent and she's going to be a little upset in a minute.
Hello, I'm Saint, or Saint Spider, and I'm playing Norman Morales, who is also probably unhappy right now.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I'm playing Robin Porter, who, yeah, we are a trio of very unhappy people.
So, quick recap. You all got your first case since a few months ago when you dealt with the flesh cube, as it was, and you've been in training, getting ready for your next assignments, but you didn't know when that was coming. You are now working for the Cowboys, the Delta Green arm that is the longest running and also illegal. The reason you've done this is you don't trust the federal government to be able to handle the kinds of things that you have to investigate. Plus, breaking the law is something that you all have to do every once in a while, so it makes it easier when you're not a federal agent. You got a dossier for Taildale, three deaths of brothers, triplets, Elliot, Russell, and James Wright were found around a tree, separated at all the joints, much like an action figure. So you flew out, you talked with Jake, the coroner. Jake showed you the bodies. He said that the cops didn't take any pictures and were kind of being tight-lipped. You went over to the police department and basically used your badges to, or Yesenia used her badge to try to get more information. The police chief showed up and said, well, I'll take you out there. And you all left, following behind him. A couple of cars suddenly appeared behind you. The chief slammed on his brakes. You missed your drive roll and hit the back of his truck. You then tried to escape and made a bad roll as all of them were getting out of their cars with shotguns. And that's where we're picking up this time. So the car is surrounded by police officers. There's nine of them all together. There were four in each car and then the police chief. And they've all got guns drawn on your car. And the police chief says, all right, kill the engine and get out.
I don't like his choice of words.
Yeah.
I don't think we have much of a fucking choice.
Yeah, I guess we are armed, but...
There's nine of them. If we're going to go out in a blaze of glory, I want it to be glory.
It's, yeah.
Not gory.
Right.
Not redneck bullshit Utah-ho.
I think that's very fair. I understand that want and desire, so... All right.
Do you get out of the car?
Yeah.
I guess so.
All right. Three of the officers approach you, have you turn around, pat you down, take away your weapons, your keys. They throw the keys.
Even my ankle piece?
Even your ankle piece. They throw the keys to another officer, and the chief goes, all right, start walking that way. And he points with his gun to the right of the road into the forest.
I guess we comply. I mean,
there's nothing to be done at this moment from me. It's unfortunate.
So four of them plus the chief start to walk. The others jump into the car, including your car, and drive off, taking the police cars with them and taking your vehicle. And they start walking you into the forest. You see, number one, it's super dark. Like, it's really, really dark. And there is very little light coming through from the moon. Number two, it's winter, so you've got snow up to your ankles. And he goes, well, really sorry this has to end this way, but can't have you people around here. And you hear the click of the guns being cocked. There's nobody right in front of you. They're behind you and you're in the woods. You have a chance to run away. It means just running deeper into the woods.
Y'all really don't think shit through, do you? Because did you think we came out here like some randos off the internet making a zine that didn't tell anybody where they were going? Like, use the brain that you assume your creator gave you. The one in your head, that is.
It's a lot of lip from a girl that's staring at a gun.
Yes, because this is the worst thing that has ever happened to me. Boo-hoo, I'm so scared, shaking in my boots.
Norman actually just laughs, like, out loud. Kind of too loud after her boo-hoos. Just, like, kind of like a shock. And before I say anything else, what is our formation right now? They have us they're behind us, and we could run.
You could run forward deeper into the woods. They're just a few feet behind you with their guns.
Guns supposedly ready to shoot immediately, right?
Yeah, they don't seem very concerned. They know they have the upper hand, so they seem probably a bit too confident.
Okay, I'm thinking, and I'm going to assume that because we know each other so well.
You have trained together.
Yeah, we could kind of give a heads up signal of I'm about to run in a certain direction or converge. And I'm thinking I want to try to signal that we run in different directions into the dark, because I think we could take out a smaller chunk of each of these people.
Like guerrilla style?
Yeah.
So do you want to try to give the hand signal to do that? Is that what everybody's going to do when he does?
I'm just hoping to get him to flinch before we do this with I'm sorry. Say again what the department you work for is, Yesenia.
SOCOM. It's U.S. Special Operations Command.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I don't think SOCOM cares about 3 deaths in Idaho. In fact, I'm 100% sure. You know, you've talked a lot. Maybe you should try not to.
You know who does care?
Who?
Delta Green. The project cares.
I don't know that branch. I don't know who those people are.
You best hope it stays that way, buddy.
Well, after we shoot the 3 of you, it will.
3 people, 3 agents disappearing. You know the shit storm that's going to come down on your town?
Nobody's no death.
Oh my God, this guy's such an idiot.
Well, are you going to go or not?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to say, hey, I'm done. And I just take off in a different direction.
Yeah.
Yes. And hopefully you guys got the signal to go in 2 different directions as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Gorilla time.
All right. Give me dodge rolls.
Yay.
So is dodge our dex? Right?
There's a dodge skill.
There's a dodge skill.
Oh, right. I was just looking at dex. Oh my
God. I made it.
Oh my God. All right. Well, I might have been overconfident. Let's see what's up. Ooh, I made it though.
I did not make it.
All right.
No. All right.
Maybe we can save you.
I have a high dex, but I have the standard dodge.
Yep. How many hit points do you have, Michelle?
Aww, I just rolled up this character. let's see. 10.
Oof.
Oh no, not an oof.
I don't like the eesh either.
You take a serious gunshot to the back of your shoulder, and yeah, it's pretty bad. You feel the slug hit you, and the rest of you hear this as well. So you're bleeding profusely. I have to see what the critical roll.
Ah! No, thank you.
The damage is here. Let's see. I keep hearing that word evil. What did I do? Just rolled some dice. Let's see.
Uh-huh.
I just rolled up this character.
Do you know how long Delta Green takes characters take to make?
Not very long. They're quick.
Shush.
You're supposed to say long.
No, they're quick. It's easy. Don't call the chief stupid.
I mean, come on.
Who called him that? That wasn't me.
All right.
Was he even the chief? Gosh, we didn't even look at his badge.
Yeah, well, Who's not taking precautions now?
You know, the supernatural does crazy things to you.
He showed up in uniform in like 5 minutes.
So did we, right?
Make a con check for me, Michelle.
Please survive.
A 3.
Ooh, so you do not lose permanent use of that arm. That's a good thing.
Wow.
You take 8 points.
Oof.
And your arm is basically useless for right now. It's still there, but you're bleeding profusely, but you keep running. And all of you are able to go in different directions. I want you all to make a second stealth roll to see if you can lose them.
I did not.
I did not lose mine either.
I made mine.
Okay, Yesenia, you somehow find yourself away from the rest. It's freezing cold. You have blood trickling down your back. Everything hurts. You don't hear the others. What do you want to do?
Is the chief's car still there?
No, they drove all the cars off, remember?
All the cars. Okay. It's weird because it's leaving the other guys stranded. That's why I thought they just drove. Okay.
No, they drove all the cars away. Now, you are far from the road, so you don't know if they've come back or not. But when you were leaving, the other officers were taking the cars.
I mean, I want to do what I can to stop the bleeding for now.
Do you have first aid?
Yes.
Why don't you give me a first aid roll?
No, I did not make my first aid roll. 40 over my 30.
It's bleeding pretty bad. You know that you're going to need medical attention soon. Let's flip over to the other two. Let's start with Norman. Norman, you're not losing your guy. He's still 10 or 15 feet away from you, even though it's completely dark, and he's lining up to take another shot at you.
I want to kind of do a stop short and try to trip him.
Yeah, if you want to trip him up, give me an unarmed combat roll.
Yes, okay. Let's see. I probably have 0 points in that. All right, so I just have the base, which isn't bad. Okay. All right, schoolyard tricks, do they work? They do!
So yeah, you go around a tree real quick. You hear him run up, you stick out your foot, and I'm going to give him an opportunity to dodge. I feel like it's wrong for me not to. Oh, nope, does not dodge, and face plants right next to you.
I'm going
to
grab his gun.
Okay.
Immediately.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so damn, okay, I have a hostage now. Didn't think about that. Norma just says all that out loud. It's like, I didn't, this was not, okay. Well, were you going to kill us?
No.
I don't know why I'm asking you easy lies right now.
You know, if you let us go, we can work this all out.
Of course, right. I check the gun. It seems normal.
Yeah.
Nothing, just like, okay, all right. I shoot him in the knee.
Okay, you don't have to roll. You shoot him in the knee. Roll 2 10-sided die for me.
Okay. Ooh, what'd you do? These are my hundreds. Doop-a-boop. All right, I rolled a 9 and a 2.
So that's 11 points of damage.
11, yes.
All right, so you blow the back of his kneecap off and send this slug through major arteries, and he screams at the top of his lungs, and then all of this blood just starts gushing out of the bottom of his leg.
Okay, I guess you're human. I'll be like, all right, were you going to kill us?
He goes, fuck, yes, well, of course I was.
All right, see. All right, so why should I keep you alive right now?
Then he passes out.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that the screaming is probably going to draw people toward me. Well, they might be busy. I'm going to try to see if I can stealthily regroup. We're doing it all guerrilla style. So
you're going to just kind of get away from him right now?
Well, if he's passed out and he can't walk, hello, let me check his being for useful items. P- pockets, or is there an identification card?
Yeah, he has his wallet and his identification, and he's got some, you know, handcuffs, and he's got, they're not in officer's uniforms, just so you all know. They're all dressed normally.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
They were going to kill us. I believe it now.
They were in police cars. They were in police cruisers. And he's got, you know, his wallet and whatever. You can take all his stuff if you want.
Yes, I'll take all his stuff. Wallet, anything,
not anything that you're going to be able to figure out right now.
Hello. Okay, so shoot. All right, yeah. Okay, I'll take whatever. Everything that's useful, definitely the handcuffs. If he had another sidearm.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, I'll take that. And I almost said I was going to take his shoes. No, we don't need to do that. That's petty. I already took his kneecap. Okay, yeah, now I am going to, try to listen my way towards my friends, my fellows.
Okay.
And I don't care about him because he's a murderer, but I won't kill him because I don't need to.
Because he's going
to bleed out.
Or maybe, yeah. Yeah. But he was going to kill us. It, like, KKK style. Like, that's, ugh. Back, not look,
I love
deliverance.
You so
what
much
is this?
Right now. I love you so much.
I'm just saying, he doesn't need my pity. Norman is cold.
All right, let's let's flip over to Pooja real quick. Pooja, you hear a gunshot, a scream, and then silence as you're running away. You've got two of them running after you.
Rude.
Because there were four altogether. And they figured you were the most talkative, so they started both running after you, which shouldn't be shocking. One of them takes a shot at you as you're running through the woods. All right. Make a dodge roll for me.
I'll make it.
All right. So a big branch explodes next to your head as you dodge away from the bullet. What do you want to do? They're right on you.
I'm going to go for the burst of speed.
You're going to try outrun them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I'm sure as hell not taking on two of them when they're armed and I'm not. And when my biggest assets are my mouth and running away.
All right. So let's, in this case, because you are running and they're running, we're going to use dexes. Go ahead and give me a roll. It's nighttime. So you're...
School, I got a 58 under my 70.
All right. So what did they get? Ooh, okay. They're sticking with you.
Damn it.
They're not very far behind you. Unfortunately, you're not able to outpace them.
Okay. Can I try to make it, like, when I'm running, can I try to loop back around towards the road?
Sure. Of course, it might be hard, but...
I have officially given Robin the opposite of my own personal sense of direction. My sense of direction being that if I have chosen to go to a way, it is the wrong way.
Navigation.
Oh, never mind that. I'm never going to make it. I don't have navigate. Damn it. I didn't give Robin a better sense of direction than I have. Okay. I didn't realize navigate was even a skill.
Do you want to try navigate or no?
No, I only have a 10. It's the base navigate.
Make a con roll for me. Let me see how you're holding up with this long distance running.
Stamina.
Well, I got a 38 under my 50.
So you're still running just fine and they're running just fine. We'll come back to you. You can think about what you want to do. Did you write a will before you? Okay, so.
Rude.
Michelle.
Yes?
You're bleeding pretty bad.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I think I'm going to try and navigate back to the road because I figure that Norman and Robin will probably meet me back there, but there's not a lot I can do in my current condition.
Okay, so give me a navigate roll.
Yeah, 22 under my 70.
Wow, you've got a good navigate.
Nice.
So you get back to the road, and the road has ditches on both sides, and then it goes into the forest. And what you see when you get to the edge of the forest is there is one police car there with one cop who is dressed normally in street clothes, smoking a cigarette, and just waiting out by the back of the car.
Well, that seems a little too easy.
What about any of this has been easy?
Just so you know, anything you do, you're going to be at a negative when it comes to combat or whatever.
I know. How much of a negative?
20 points. Let's find out if we're going to be seeing a new character from Michelle. What are you doing?
I want to come up behind him and, you know, put him to sleep.
So let's start with a stealth roll.
Okay. And that's is that negative as well or no?
I'm going to say no, because it doesn't require you to actually physically do anything to somebody.
No, I did not make my stealth roll. Because okay. Why would I? It's 74 over my 70. I'm always like a couple of points over my thing.
You make a sound and he swivels around and sees you and pulls out his gun and goes, "You're not supposed to be here. You have one chance for him not to shoot you. What do you want to do?"
Rush him.
All right.
So unarmed combat.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm dead. I did not make it.
Oh my God.
We're all gonna die.
First, he has to make his shot.
Right.
Oof, you might be dead. All right, so Pooja. You have this person running behind you, and Norman, you have made your way away from... Give me a navigate. Actually, give me a luck roll.
Okay.
50% says that you find Robin. The 50% above says that you make your way back to the road.
Okay. Let's see. That's 68.
Okay. So you make your way back to the road.
The road. Right.
All right. You make it to the edge of the forest. You see Yesenia jumping basically with one damaged arm towards a cop who is got a gun out and is about to shoot her. I will give you a moment to shoot your gun at him to stop him from doing this.
Okay. All right.
So give me a roll.
I'm going center mass, so the most likely shot.
Okay.
No trick shots here. No disadvantage. All right, here we go. Oh my God. Okay. All right, just do it. Oh, that's a 5.
Nice.
Yay.
So the gunshot goes off.
Bless you.
Yesenia, you really think you're about to die from his gunshot, but it was actually not his gunshot. It was your friend's Norman's gunshot who strikes the guy before he's able to shoot you. Roll me damage. Which gun did you use?
Right. I used the same one I used for the other.
It's a shotgun.
Yeah. Wait, did that guy have a shotgun? And I blew his knee out with a shotgun?
Yeah, that's why you blew his leg off.
Oh, no wonder he's going to die.
No, he's dead.
He died.
He is no longer.
We lost Pooja.
I was like, oh.
He is no longer with us.
Okay. I imagine.
He's a dead parrot.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you try to murder me. That's what happened. Anyway, so we're doing damage, right?
Right. 2d10.
Oh, my God. I did 3 damage.
That's enough for him to stagger away for a second, but he's still up. That's not enough to kill him.
What, I shoot his appendix or what?
You basically graze him.
It's basically like you were far enough away and the shot, you know, like
graze his shoulder or whatever.
Falls off.
No cut.
All right, but he's going to swing around and shoot towards you.
Uh-oh.
While he's doing that, can I try and get him again? Lunge at him?
After he's done, he can shoot first, though, because you are slow, because you're severely injured.
Got to bite his ankles.
I always love how angry everyone gets. Oh, wow. He misses you completely. You just hear an owl drop from one of the trees.
Who shot me?
Robin, you've heard a couple of shots off in the distance, and you get a general direction of where they're coming from. Do you want to start trying to make your way over there as these guys are still running after you, or do you want to try to lose them?
No, I'm going to make my way over there because I'm going to assume with multiple shots that my people are over there and hopefully at least one of them makes it.
So now, Yesenia, you can do something.
Okay, I'm going to try and lunge at the guy again.
Okay.
Yes, 20.
Nice.
My thing is normally 80. It's down to 60, but I rolled a 20.
All right, so you tackle him to the ground and his gun skitters into the middle of the road. Norman, what do you want to do?
Let's get him incapacitated.
How do you want to do that?
I know I have the handcuffs now. I know I'm not going to shoot him again. Not yet. Let's handcuff him. I feel like there's something else I could do, but this is the best thing right now.
Well, so I'll give you an idea. In the olden days, they called it pistol whipping.
Oh, right.
You could use the butt of your shotgun to disconnect his consciousness.
We could do that. All right. Yeah, we'll save the handcuffs, I suppose. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's easier to put the handcuffs on after you've knocked him out.
Yes. Yes. I guess Norman's just itching for a fight.
True.
Well, I'm bringing you one. Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Let's just knock him out then.
All right. So I'm not going to make you roll for that. You knock him out. Then you hear the sound of someone running towards the road.
Whew. All right. Well, Yesenia, how are we doing on a scale of...
I'm not good.
Make a con roll for me, Michelle, because Yesenia's lost a lot of blood.
I was gonna do first aid, but I'm also at 10% first aid.
I rolled a 6.
Okay, so you're still up. You're pale. You're very pale.
I get the gun that skittered off, and I hide behind the car so that I can have a shot at whoever's coming.
And I just help prop her up, fully upright. We'll get not me to help you with this wound because I'm afraid of hurting you more. But let's take out these guys. I'm going to, I guess, flank the car. Wait, they're coming at us.
From one of the sides of the forest. So you can be behind the car waiting for them to come out.
We'll do that when we're both hiding behind the car and I'm on the opposite side. Yeah.
Robin burst forward from the forest like a deer trying to run across the road.
And like many a deer, I'm going to dive directly. Like if I see that car, I'm assuming I see it from where I am. So I'm going to head straight to it to dive underneath it.
Okay, so you're running towards the car and these two police officers come careening out of the forest. I'm going to say that Yesenia and Norman, you can each take a shot if you want before they open fire on the car.
Okay. All right. I easily make it. It's going to be tight. Oof, I don't make mine. I get to check it.
All right.
Is this a medium pistol or a light pistol?
Medium.
I do 9 points of damage.
Ooh, roll a 4-sided die for me. 1, 2, you get the chief. 3, 4, you get the police officer.
3.
So you get the police officer. He's down. 9 points is brutal, so you hit him.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so because everything happens in a split second, the officer takes a shot at you when you pop up. Roll with advantage because you're partially behind the car. Yesenia.
I got a 45. My dodge is 30, so 20 points will cover it. Okay.
Yeah, so he shoots and blows the back of the window out of the car, almost hitting you, but you're able to get down. Go ahead and give me a dex roll, Robin, to see about diving underneath the car.
I got a 14 under my 70.
Very nice.
You all have the same dexterity, so who wants to go first?
I'm perfectly willing to let people who have weapons go first.
That is true. Oh, so you're under the car, though, so you have access to what we have, and I had 2. So I'm going to give you the secondary arm. Is that my action?
Yeah, if you slide something to her, that's going to be your action, because you have to get under and slide, and it's all so quick.
Well, I mean, if you put it down next to you.
Yeah, you could drop it and kick it with your foot.
Okay.
Maybe do a luck roll to see if it goes off. No, I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, no. I will roll dexterity for a kick and nothing else.
I'll say that if you want to put it on the ground and slide it, you can.
Okay, yes. I want her to also be armed. Like, ma'am, look at that. And do I try to shoot this guy again? I don't know.
You seem to have a lot of existential dread over killing people.
Well, here, I just don't want to miss.
Well, roll to see if you miss.
Right. I get the point. Okay. Well, let's try to shoot him again. Yeah. So my mini action was dropping that gun, and then let's go for it. All right. Please. Come on. We did it once before. Oh, shit. It almost dropped off the damn table. Okay. That, I didn't get it. It's 21. Literally 1 point. One point above.
All right. So you miss. Michelle?
Okay. Yes, I make it.
Well, let's see if he dodges. Nope. Do your damage.
Do my damage. 4 points of damage.
Okay, you've wounded him. He immediately turns around and runs back into the woods. Robin, you get one shot.
Okay. Well, let's Hail Mary this then.
Channel all your hatred.
Oh, it's cool. I don't make it. I don't critically fail, but I don't make it.
Okay.
Damn.
I mean, my firearms is a 20.
Same.
He disappears into the woods.
Okay, so I say, Norman, drive. Robin, in the back seat with me, can you take a look at my shoulder?
Aye, aye.
Yeah. Before we go, I'm going to pop the trunk, or have Norman pop the trunk, and grab the standard issue first aid kit from back there.
Okay.
Excellent. And I'm thinking, like, what do we do with this guy who's still here?
Run him over.
Hank. Yeah, we don't want to.
Pooja, the bloodthirsty. She'll kill anyone.
Guys, you should know that one of them is down for the count permanently. So I don't know if we want to keep killing all of them or.
No, we can toss him in the back of the trunk as well.
No, we need to go.
Yes, but we need to take him with us so we can get some fucking answers.
He's not going to give us answers. Kill the fucker. We need to go.
Okay, and I just look at the guy.
The guy goes, you don't need to kill me. I won't say anything. Just let me go.
I'm just going to take his shit, too. Take his wallet. Take his, if he had to handcuff, whatever he had.
Yeah.
Take his gun. No, wait, we already had it.
Oh. Yeah, we have his gun.
Does he have anything special? Can I roll for it?
Is this point, are we taking his shoes?
I will take his shoes.
Suddenly a gunshot rings out from the forest.
Point taken.
And it wings Norman.
What? I just taken this stuff. What?
As you're bending down to take his stuff, a gunshot comes from the forest and it hits you for 2 points of damage.
Let's go.
Goodbye. Ouch and goodbye. Are we running over him? I guess we did.
Yes.
Yeah, but we don't have to. It was just a joke, but.
We ran over him. I ran over him.
Okay. I don't joke with Norman. Point taken.
You guys pull away. Who's in the back? Robin and
Yesenia.
And Yesenia.
Yesenia.
And I'm going to do right. Some first aid.
So give me a first aid roll.
And then me next.
And I got an 11, so I make it.
All right. So you've stabilized her. You stopped the bleeding. She's not doing well, though. She's going to have to wear a sling for a little while.
Well, I kind of fashion one out of whatever is available.
Take a belt and you do that. How far do you drive? Where do you drive to? Do you drive deeper into the woods?
Let's go find Jake.
Yeah, I'm talking Jake.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, well, we angered all the cops in this town. So, like, when we're visible again, we're going to be targets. But if we can maybe hide in the coroner's office for a minute. Sure, let's do that.
All right. So you swing back around and you head out to Jake's. And honestly, this is a really good place to stop. So we're going to stop here and pick up this, I'm going to say, fiasco next time we get together, because it definitely was all over the place. It was a lot of fun, but it was definitely chaotic. Thank you all so much for playing. Things did not go well. Where can they find you wonderful people? Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I'm Saint, or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter. That's at Saint Spider TV. So SaintSpiderTV. Thanks.
Hello, I am Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter at LADaisyGirl. That's LADeSI Girl. And you can find me playing other role-playing games on Happy Jacks RPG. It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel and Utopia.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis. You can find me on Twitter at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Platemail Games on Twitter. Thank you so much for being Coffee and Patreon backers. We really appreciate it, and we hope you're enjoying the story. So we will pick up the case next time on Agents Dossier. Talk to you in a month. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.